This next story begins with four dolphins that washed ashore in Southern California a few weeks ago. They all had fatal gunshot wounds, and all four dolphins may have been shot with the same gun. The federal government does investigate killings like this. The responsibility belongs to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and the agent investigating there is Michelle Zetwell. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Tell me the story first. Who discovered these dolphins?
They were spotted by maintenance crews that were maintaining the beach, and they called Carrie Daniel, who is a biologist. And so she collected the animals and performed necropsies on them and found there was actually five dead dolphins. Four of them had bullet wounds in them.
Necropsies, that's like an autopsy, but for a dolphin?
But for an animal, exactly.
Okay. And removed bullets, and then did they do forensic analysis on the bullets?
We were able to remove bullet fragments out of three of the animals, and they will be sent off for forensic analysis and hopefully be able to tell us what caliber gun and whether or not it came, the animals were shot by the same weapon.
We reported at the top there that authorities believe that it was the same gun. What information do you have that tells you that?
Well, it's a possibility that it's from the same gun because they were all juvenile male long-beak common dolphins, and the biologist suggested that it may have been a pod that of dolphins that somebody ran into, or they were at the wrong place at the wrong time.
How common is a case like this?
It's very uncommon. I've been an agent with NOAA here in San Diego for approximately 9 years, and I've never heard of an occurrence like this. It's very unusual.
So how do you go about investigating this next?
Hopefully, you know, NOAA has put up a reward of $2,500, and we're hoping that a witness will answer their conscience that this is a wrong and illegal thing that's been done and call us and provide us with information that'll lead to an arrest and hopefully a conviction.
You know, this must be a difficult problem. You've said it's very rare that you end up with an investigation of killing of something like dolphins, you are trying to figure out things that happen on the shoreline or off at sea, often in very lonely places. What resources are available to you if that eyewitness isn't there?
Well, we try and, you know, work with the Coast Guard. They might be able to backtrack from where the animals landed on the beach back to some spot in the ocean based on the tides and currents, and that may also be helpful for us.
And find out where they were shot?
Possibly.
Do you have any information that gives you even the slightest hint why anyone would open fire and shoot and kill a number of dolphins?
Well, it could have occurred that the dolphins may have been at the wrong place at the wrong time.
What's that mean?
They may have gotten caught in some fishing gear. If you have a school of dolphins or you have seals or sea lions that get caught up in nets or lines, sometimes fishermen get angry. Or somebody was just out doing target practice on the water. I mean, it could be something as silly as that.
Last question that I have. You mentioned that there were five dead dolphins, four of which had been shot.
Correct.
What happened to the fifth one?
The fifth one was dead, and it did not have any bullet wounds in it, but it did have some sort of striations on its tail that it might have been caught in some sort of line, fishing line.
Hmm. That's an ominous clue.
Right, so it may or may not be connected to the other four. We don't know.
Well, Michelle Zetwell, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.